Johnny Depp is officially off the deep end. Remember that Vanity Fair story from a couple years back that revealed that the actor had an outrageous spending habit? That included all sorts of stuff like blowing $5 million on a memorial service for the gonzo journo Hunter S. Thompson, at which, naturally, Depp blasted the Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas' author's ashes into the sky out of a custom-built cannon. By the by, Depp also has 14 residences and is reportedly spending $30,000 a month on wine. Look, I don't knock rich, but some ideas are just bonkers. This week it was announced that Depp is producing a musical about Michael Jackson's life, as told by his glove. You know, the shiny sequin one popularized back in the day? Well, apparently, since a couple movie projects about Jackson fell through after the allegations of child sexual abuse resurfaced, this play found its way to light, describing itself as a fresh, revisionist look at the strange forces that shaped Jackson and the scandals that bedeviled him. Who on earth wants to see this? And not to bear the lead, but how do you tell a story from the perspective of a glove? So many questions, no answers needed. Just give me more Pirates of the Caribbean, please, and thank you. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's my take.